Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's our embedded Green Bay football reporter. Find his work at 1057fmthefan.com. He is Mike Clemens, now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you, Mikey?
I'm good. People are asking me, you're in the bye week, and what do the Packers need to do to make corrections to make this thing on a second run? I've been watching the Brewers. I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning Tuesday when they go to 13 innings after being doing an all-nighter on Monday Night Football. And I'm, you know, Craig Counsell is a pretty dry, straightforward guy, 162 games, long season. But around August, doesn't he tell those players, this is a playoff team, right? They kind of had that moment.
Mm-hmm. They didn't say they were a World Series team, just a playoff team.
Yeah. And then they get to the playoffs, and they start impressing each other with the September that they had. And he stands there and he tells these guys, you're a World Series team, just as they set foot into the postseason. And, you know, look at how much it's motivated those guys and brought them together. And then I'm thinking about the feeling I had Monday night after the Packers got past the 49ers and, you know, how the locker room was. Now, the next game you got to play is in L.A. against the undefeated L.A. Rams. And when I went to Combine, this Sean McVay guy, I'm telling you, 32 years old, offensive coordinator for the Redskins, and got things going for Kirk Cousins. Listen to what Sean McVay sounds like with his locker room after a win on Thursday Night Football.
Hey, bring it up, man. Bring it up. Here we go. Hey, guys, great job today. We talked about playing a complete game on a short week. You guys got yourself mentally and physically ready to go, and you delivered. We got a bunch of guys that we want to be able to recognize right now. First one, 22-yard average punt return. Give it up for JoJo. Oh, yeah. Next one. All right, hey, we talk about nobody flinch, nobody blink when we hit a little adversity. Greg goes down pregame, and what does Johnny Hecker do? Come in there and just knock it true right through the uprights. Johnny Hecker! Hey, and if you don't score, you can't lose. The defense as a whole, yes, give it away!
Hey, you guys know I love donuts.
Yeah. Was that Brett Favre?
1, 2, 3.
That's Wade Phillips, his defensive coordinator. I had, you know, the great opportunity to be standing next to Wade when he's holding his first Super Bowl trophy as defensive coordinator for the Broncos. They brought him into Denver. By that time, Peyton is just a quarterback, you know, a game manager, and that's how the Broncos beat the Panthers. And they got that Super Bowl trophy.
He's one of the nicest men you'll ever come across, Wade Phillips.
Yeah, and funny, you know. Yes. I mean, he brings that emotion to his defenses and to his teams, and brings teams together. After the Packers win in dramatic fashion against the 49ers the other night, here's Coach McCarthy.
I'll say this, man. I'll tip my hat to that right there. Talk about team football, the stops, the two-minute drives. That's incredible. Guys, great job. It's the way to end it. You think about the adversity we've gone through so far this year, that's going to pay dividends moving forward. All right? Have a safe trip wherever you're going. Be smart, okay? Enjoy your time off, reflect, and we'll get back after this thing. And just check in with the trainers. Great job, great win.
That was very tame compared to what we just heard from the Rams locker room, Mike.
This is my point. I mean, Mike Holmgren brought these guys together. Mike Holmgren put emotion into these games, and it's a long football season as well.
And we've heard more from Mike McCarthy in the past than what we just heard right there.
James Jones, the former Packer, was in camp the first couple of days. And he walked along with Aaron Rodgers and Jones after talking to Randall Cobb and Clay and those other guys. Like, what happened to the back end of your season? Sure, Aaron Rodgers goes down. But, you know, what happened? And listen to what James Jones told Aaron Rodgers after he talked to his old teammates in the Packers locker room.
Last year was, a lot of people were telling me, players I talked to, that locker room kind of was here, there, everybody kind of, you know, worried about their stats. The locker room was kind of divided.
Well, look, I think it's pretty safe to say when I went down, we didn't respond very well. I don't think we stuck together as well as we should have and galvanized an important time for us.
So Mike McCarthy makes all these changes. He brings back Joe Philbin. He brings in Mike Pettine. And he lets Philbin and Pettine and Ron Zook, special teams coordinator, they're the ones that had the big address to the team at the start of training camp, not the head coach. Something a little different. I guess that shows security there, but he wanted to have those guys as the voices. And then here's what Aaron Rodgers said after that.
There's definitely a different feeling. And again, a lot of it goes back to the conversations yesterday. We haven't had those type of conversations in years.
And they was talking specifically about the defense. So I'm just saying, I don't see anybody stepping up as a new leader, vocal leader. I don't see guy, you know, dynasty celebrations with game balls. You know, all these things add to it. I don't see guys playing for each other right now.
What do you see, Leroy?
I think Mike is spot on. Absolutely. It just seemed like a little, you know, because I know, Mike, I know this, that a few guys are just confused, but one of them is 21. He is shocked and confused why he is not getting an extension. And I said, listen, this is a different regime. You're going to have to show them.
But I don't see – I'm not hearing anything from these players that, you know. Mm-mm. What, coach brought me in and went one-on-one.
No.
About it. We're moving on. Listen, this team surprised us in 2010. They lost to the Redskins. They lost to the Dolphins. They lost JerMichael Finley.
And it started out 3-3. Remember, in the first six games, it was like 3-3.
9-10. And then in November, you had to say, you know what? They're going to have to win 7 in a row to get in the postseason.
Yep.
And by God, they not only did they do it, they won the damn Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then there was Aaron Rodgers saying, relax. And they got back to the postseason. And then there's Aaron Rodgers saying, you know what? I think we could run the table. And they got back to the postseason. But I'm telling you, man, it's way too flat in there right now. And McCarthy's got to figure that out. Because you tell you what, when you look at the video from Monday night, there's Brian Gutekunst standing in the background, straight-faced.
Interesting stuff, as always, Mikey. We got to run.
Job,
you can find his work at 105.7FMTheFan.com and on Twitter at MikeClemensNFL. And coming up with Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Huddle at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. We'll talk again on Tuesday, Mikey. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Show.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.